7 above on this leap day, Thursday, February 29th, the day that only happens once every 4 years. So happy leap day, Jason Cairns.
Happy leap day. I was just saying to Grace the other day that I think leap day should be every 4 years. It should just be a free day for people, you know, where they don't have to, you know, almost like a bonus holiday.
Yeah.
And but so far, no one has taken me up on that idea.
No, it feels like it should be something other than just a typical work or school day.
Right.
Though apparently the kids in Eau Claire have offered teachers conferences. And so I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I mean, I know bankers get a reputation, right? And God bless the teachers. I saw a teacher friend yesterday, and he said, hey, Michael's doing good in my class, so that was good to hear. But, and then I'm sure they're probably working today, because Thursday, Friday,
right.
Monday. But
yeah.
I did happen to say to him, like, man, you do get a lot of days off.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and there's a lot of, I think, mixed feelings around that. But, yeah, certainly my students get a lot of days off.
Yeah.
Which is nice for them.
Now, explain, when you say your students, you work as a neuropsychologist at Marshfield Clinic, but you have...
Yeah, I mean my kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right. Gotcha.
You know, I mean, I didn't know if
you, like, had student interns and things working with you.
Well, hey, once in a while, but I don't... Not enough that I get to know what their school schedules are like. But, no, thinking specifically about Alex and Tessa... That,
yeah,
you know,
right,
it
right.
seems like... Every other week, there's a day off.
I think that's what I'm talking to. That,
yeah.
But again,
right.
when you're on the mass media, as this 100,000-watt Christian FM can be, and live streaming, I think they listen in Zimbabwe, or at least they can, that you got to be sensitive. So
yeah, right, for sure.
All right, so I don't want to be, let's see, a couple of things. One is, having gotten to bed really late after 11:30 the previous night, do you ever notice that? This is kind of an observation that You maybe struggle that next morning, but sometimes it's like the day after is just as tough or maybe even slightly tougher.
Yeah, I definitely have noticed that in the past.
What's up with that?
I don't know. I don't know if you're still kind of going on adrenaline the following day. I mean, I don't think that's the explanation, but I definitely think that the following day takes its toll more than the day right after.
Yeah, I think having said that, I think I lived in a fog yesterday.
We did talk yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, that was there.
And there's that initial, like, you wake up and then that transference from, okay, I'm going to go from sleep mode to awake here now. So
for sure.
There's other subjects I have in mind. I think we both commented on what Dan White said about humility in ministry, which was noteworthy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think humility, not only in ministry, but in all aspects of life, is generally a good rule of thumb.
Yeah. Anyhow, other things I wanted to get into, like, but we'll leave it for another day, another time. Solving the world's problems 5 minutes at a time. So,
right.
All right. Well, we have today, and again, we've got, this is going to work out just fine. 1 Peter 5, 10 and 11 today, 12 and 13. We'll go ahead and include 14 tomorrow. Be done with 1 Peter. And then I think we'll focus on maybe some notes from the upper room stuff leading into Easter. How about that?
So, sure. That sounds good.
All right. 1 Peter 5, 10 and 11.
Yeah, it says, in his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. All power to him forever. Amen.
And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on the entire New Testament, so it holds like an old phone book, you've got verses 10 and 11 this way. Stay the course. Even when the road gets dark, remember that I am the light giver. When you feel hopeless, know that your suffering is temporary, but life with me is eternal. I will refresh you continually with the waters of my never-ending river of my grace. You will bask in the light of my Son, who himself will eternally remind you that he is your strength and your salvation.
Yeah, it feels like there's a few things in there that could be picked out. I think I was taken initially by that, even when the road gets dark, remember that I'm the light giver.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking with my doctor recently, and he was asking how things were going, and I said, internationally and locally and nationally, I said, it just feels dark. And so it's good to remember that there is a place for light.
Absolutely, yeah. He is your light giver for sure stood out to me there. And I was thinking I wanted to look for songs that had the word leap in them, but reading that made me wanted to go in the light direction. So thank you, friend. Have
you
a happy and wonderful leap day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Jason Kanz on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. Is anyone ever going to get the right answer, Caleb?
I don't know, but we want to send someone to the movies at Mycon Cinemas and give you an Ordinary Angels t-shirt. Again, Alan Ritchson stars in that one along with Hilary Swank, two-time Academy Award winner, phenomenal faith-based film. We want to send you to the movies with a guest plus an Ordinary Angels t-shirt if we can get this solved. It began on Tuesday around 7:45, and the question is this. Typically, men do this less than once per month. The average man does this less than once per month. We have given you a litany of clues.
Yeah.
We will regale you with those, recap them here.
Yeah, women do it about three times a month. And even though guys say that they like doing this as much as women, they do it less.
Yeah, again, less than once per month. We've told you as well, it is not any sort of domestic or household chore. It is not related to hygiene. So it's not like getting a haircut or clipping your toenails, et cetera, et cetera.
No, please, keep the toenails out.
Yeah, so it's none of those things. We've also mentioned rooms in the house where this would be more likely.
You know, the thing was, I was saying that this morning after the 6:30 weather, and I'm like, just about every room is possible.
It really could
except
be.
The closet. You're not going to do this in the closet.
But in kitchen, living room, bathroom, et cetera. So what is it? Typically, men do this less than once per month. The average man does this less than once per month. What is it for the movie passes and the Ordinary Angels t-shirts?
People and don't forget. Man, we can't Google this.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal. And don't forget as well, when you go see Ordinary Angels, you have the opportunity still to support Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. So thank you so much for that. We've heard from Thorpe, Altoona, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Jump River, Phillips, Chetek, Spooner, Barron, Cameron, Tilden, Alma Center, Sand Creek, Menominee, Colfax, Whitehall, Augusta, Rice Lake, Wausau, Neillsville, Barnett, Blair, and Ojibwa. But none of those communities has the distinction of solving this. Bring honor to your community by solving the nearly impossible trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB.
All right. Well, no callers. 723-2555, 723-2555. We held back on giving all the wrong answers because with some of these clues, it's kind of disqualified some of those things.
715-723-2555. Win your way into the movies at Mycon Cinemas. Maybe go see Ordinary Angels or the finale of The Chosen or both.
Yeah. And get yourself a big buttered popcorn.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Barb. I'm calling from La Crosse.
Hi, Barb. What do you think?
Stretching.
Is it stretching?
Oh, that makes sense. Right. Women would do it more, maybe.
Sure.
Okay. Is that it?
It's not. Great guess. We should stretch more. Good to hear from La Crosse. We hadn't heard from the Cooley region yet. Thank you. Call us back, please.
723-2555.
Hello.
Good morning. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Shelley from Menominee.
Hi, Shelley.
What do you think, Shelley?
Watch a movie.
Is it watch a movie?
You know, it's interesting. I wonder if that's just kind of snuck through so far. People have said other things, but...
Yeah, I don't know that that's been guessed.
Yeah, but now it has.
It's not watch a movie.
And ultimately, part of the prize package is all movie-related.
That's true. I mean, that actually would have been... It would have made a little too much sense.
Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sandra calling from Eau Claire.
Hi, Sandra. Give it a go.
My guess is cry.
Is it cry?
Another one makes sense, right?
Sometimes having a good cry is very cathartic. It really is.
We were watching a movie as a staff yesterday. What, Unsung Hero?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And it definitely made me cry, but that is not the right answer.
Thank you, Sandra. Call us back. Don't cry now. You can have another shot if you call back.
Curtis Chapman in that, he said he cried at just about every movie. I mean, that's kind of my tendency.
Sure.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Todd from Rice Lake.
Hey, Todd, good to hear from you.
I'm trying to make our city proud. I'm going to guess praying.
Is it praying?
Praying, yes. Rice Lake, a praying community, but that is not it.
Thank you, Todd, from Rice Lake, my hometown, too. We could use that hometown civic pride solving this.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You got the right answer for us?
Hi, my name's Courtney. I'm calling from Rice Lake.
Hey, Courtney.
Let's go, Rice Lake.
Is it having lunch with a friend?
Is it having lunch with a friend?
That makes a lot of sense, too. A very good guess there, the way we've framed this, but that's not it.
Some great guesses. We just can't give you the prize until you get the right answer.
All right, a couple more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike from La Crosse.
Hey,
Mark, Caleb.
Hey.
I'm going to say riding a stationary bike.
Okay. Riding a stationary bike.
Guys say they like it, but that they do it less than once a month. Women three times. Is that it? It's not.
715-723-2555.
Sorry, Mike. Two more guesses here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Harmony from Phillips.
Hi, Harmony.
Hey, Harmony.
What do you got?
Going grocery shopping.
Is it going grocery shopping?
Another great one. Great guess. Fantastic. But that's not it.
Thank you. Good to hear from Phillips. Again, we've heard from all over, but we have not got the right answer yet.
Phillips versus McDonald girls tonight.
Yes, so the loggers and the max tonight.
There we go. Hi, what's your name? You're the last guest until after 7:45. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Pressure is Todd from right place.
Todd again. All right.
I'm going to guess dreaming.
Dreaming.
Guys, less than once a month. Women, about three times a month.
I dream to dream.
It's not, Todd. Sorry. All right.
All right. Give us about 20 minutes. Maybe we'll have to figure out if we can come up with another clue.
Yeah.
See if we can get this solved before 8 a.m.
WWIB, 14 in front of 8 o'clock, 14 degrees. Temp has gone up 7 already during the WIB Wake Up Show, and we're still looking for a winner.
Yes, this is Try It Again Tuesday. Try It Again Thursday. It began as Tuesday Trivia, then morphed into Win It Wednesday. Now it's Try It Again Thursday as we try to solve this question and send someone to the movies at Micon Cinemas. Maybe you want to see Ordinary Angels, that fantastic new faith-based film. Can see it in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Again, typically, men do this less than once per month. So men do what? The average man does this less than once per month. We've told you women do it about three times as much as men. We've said it's not a household chore, domestic responsibility, but very likely would happen in the home, though. Also, nothing to do with hygiene, you know, again, haircutting or plucking, no toenail clipping. Again, you can leave all that out. But something that women do about three times as much as men. But again, keep in mind, men do this less than once per month.
Yeah. 723-2555. You know, it occurs to me, we had various other things we were talking about off air. We really didn't talk about
another clue. So I guess if something comes to us, we'll blurt it out. Otherwise, try and take... And this is something, too, that, again, occurs very likely in the home and could be multiple different rooms in the house.
Right. I have two ideas in my head, but I'm going to have to confer with you on them. So I'm going to save that and if we make till 8:15. All right, to the phones we go. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky, we're monitoring your voice day by day. What do you got for us?
How about exercise?
I think you said an exercise bike earlier. Could it be exercise?
Just straight up exercise.
No, that's
not exercise. Thank you for calling. 715-723-2555 for two Micon Cinemas movie passes and an Ordinary Angels movie t-shirt.
Every time Vicky calls, I want to give her a throat lozenge. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Micah from Colfax.
Hi, Micah.
We haven't heard from Colfax yet. Go ahead, Micah.
Is it call their mother?
That has been guessed. I think that's our most popular guess. So you can have a bonus guess here, Micah from Colfax. What do you think?
Is it read a fictional book?
Read a fictional book.
Okay, good guess. That's not it.
And again, we'll just give you a little hint here. It has nothing to do with reading.
Right.
So, you know, in case you heard us emphasize fictional, it's like, oh, so it must be a non-fiction. No.
Yeah,
just,
it doesn't. No.
Yeah, so we're helping you.
And for the record, I am remembering Jan from Colfax called. So, hey, good. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is John, the trailer guy.
Yes.
Hi. From Gilman.
Good to hear from Gilman. And we probably should play one of your husband's ads here pretty soon. Go ahead. What do you think?
I am going to say listening or reading the Bible.
Listening to or reading the Bible, the Word of God.
All right. I'm not sure if that has been guessed. I don't think the listening to has been guessed yet. So that is not it either.
Thank you for calling. Yeah. Call us back.
Thank you.
Get your trailers from John the Trailer Guy.
Mrs. John the Trailer. That's right.
So. Courtesy Ford and Stanley.
There we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Courtney from Rice
Lake. Hey, Courtney.
Is it ironing?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Something kind of on the periphery a little bit, and that is not it.
It is not.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Keith calling from Olin. Is it balancing your checkbook?
I believe that's been guessed.
Yeah, that was guessed, Keith.
But you can guess again.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah, I can't think of anything else that quick off my head.
All right, thanks. Good to hear from Owen. Keith, call us back if you can get through 715-723-2555.
We are out of calls right now.
And now we got another one coming in. I was like, what else can we tell you to try to solve this?
Hi, 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from here on WWIB?
Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, what do you think?
Out to dinner.
What?
Asking their wife out to dinner.
Asking their wife out to dinner.
Okay.
That guys would do it less than once a month. Women, three times a month. Could that be it? That's not it.
Thank you, Linda from Chippewa. 715-723-2555. Two Micon Cinemas movie passes up for grabs if we can get this solved. We have an interview with WIB artist Jordan St. Cyr at 8:45. So again, the time crunch is really coming here.
We don't after 8:15. All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jenny from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Jenny, let's do this.
Like rearrange a room or rearrange furniture.
I feel like that's been guessed, so go ahead and have a bonus guess. I'm going to look back in all of these, and I think it's been guessed
idea.
Yeah, nothing else? Okay.
No idea.
No problem.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire.
All right, go ahead.
Is it Sing?
Is it Sing?
Yeah, guys say they were too, but yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Could that be the answer? It's not.
It is not.
Two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is
Boy, everybody's breaking up. Okay, well, hopefully your answer comes through clearer than your name. Go ahead. Hello?
All right, I think we lost him. I think we lost him.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is JoJo from Jump River.
Hey, JoJo from Jump River. We love it, buddy. Let's do this.
Okay, is it texting while driving?
Is it texting while driving, which I know you are not doing because I've met you, JoJo, and I know you are not old enough to drive yet.
Could that be it? That's not it, JoJo.
It is not texting while driving. Thank you, JoJo, and we're going to try to come up with a clue to end all clues.
Yeah. One more time today after I've got a couple of ideas to bounce off of Caleb, so we'll see what we come up with for 8:15 here on WWIB. Well, three times on Tuesday, four times yesterday, and this is the third time today. So the 10th try at the unanswerable question.
10th time the charm, we hope, here on this leap day.
Yeah.
Again, Tuesday Trivia is where this all began, trying to give away two Micon Cinemas movie passes. Maybe you want to see Ordinary Angels, we'll give you an Ordinary Angels movie t-shirt as well. Uh-huh. Faith-based film just opened last week. Go out and support that. Make the run as long as possible. And two tickets to Micon along with that t-shirt, yours. If you can solve this question at 715-723-2555, the question that no one else has solved yet that we've heard from all throughout Western and Central Wisconsin.
We have. And so, again, this is something that guys apparently do less than once a month, though they say they enjoy it as much as women. But women do this about three times a month.
Yes, and we've said, again, not a domestic chore, but does, not a household chore or anything like that, but does very often happen in the home. Could be different rooms in the house, kitchen, bathroom, living room. Again, this is something that, what other clues have we given as well, too? It's not a hygiene or anything like that.
Yep. And I guess you need, yeah, we talked about what's involved in the process.
Yeah, I mean, basically you need something else to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This item, a lot of people have a favorite one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably, often given as gifts.
There you go. Okay, you just gave three different hints.
Three hints, right?
Just dropped three right there. All right. We got a trail here. And listen, if we don't get it this time, this question goes to rest until next leap day. That's what
so
I think.
So 4 years from now, good Lord willing, if we are still here, we're not going to give you the answer. We'll just... Just see if we're all still here and ask you again. So, and again, this is the last chance to 715-723-2555 because Mr. Jordan St. Cyr is checking in with us after 8:45. So last opportunity we have here in the WIB Wake Up Show.
All right, here we go. Now or February 29th, 2028. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? All right.
715-723-2555. Call now.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Crystal from Jim.
Hey, Crystal.
How about lighting a candle?
Makes me think of Candle in the Wind from Kansas.
We've had so many different tries.
Keep the candle burning for Point of Grace. Yes, Crystal, you got it. Thank you.
Right on. Until the next leap day, Crystal. Thank you.
Which clue helped you the most?
Yeah. When you said it's often gave as a gift because we make candles ourselves. So that one was like, I just thought I'd try it.
There you go. Well, I mean, again, sometimes personal experience helps connect the clue to the answer. So typically, men do this less than once per month. Yes, it is light a candle, even though they say they enjoy doing it, but just don't do it very often. Women, about three times as much.
Do you have a favorite candle, Crystal?
Probably not a favorite, but since I make them, I have lots of ones I enjoy, depending on the season, I guess. So.
Sure.
There you go. Well, Crystal, we're going to send you to the movies. We'll get you a Micon Cinemas movie pass for two people. So you can have a date night or send the kids whatever you want to do. And also an Ordinary Angels t-shirt. Thank you for solving this. Yes. We don't have to wait 4 years.
Yeah. We got it done. Thank you, Crystal. Way to go here on Thanks, WWIB. Guys. Speaking of that song that Caleb mentioned, here is Point of Grace. Keep the candle burning, WWIB. Way to go, Crystal.
Thank you.
And, of course, Caleb, today being Leap Day, and it's, again, a unique day that happens. The Romans apparently added this to the calendar, like, because, really, the year is just, it's not, it's a little more than 365 days. The year is about 365 and a quarter days, and so every 4 years we get this extra day, which makes sense in February since it's such a short month otherwise at just 28 days, but 29, and just so happens today is something else that's rare, Rare Disease Day. And that is a day that takes place worldwide, typically on or near the last day of February each year, but the 29th this year, obviously, to raise awareness among policymakers and the public about rare diseases and their impact on patients' lives. And they say a rare disease is one that happens in one every 2,000 people, but there are diseases much rarer than that.
Yeah, and again, this is something that's very close to our family because of my nephews. You've perhaps heard about them with some of the fundraisers that have been going on. There's another one coming up at Bullwinkle's on March 9th. Grady and Jace Binder, I know they were featured on TV 13, TV 18 on an episode of Chippewa Valley this week here on WWIB and WOGO. And so they are my 12-year-old nephews, and they have a disease that is affecting 1 to 3 in every million. Children, and it's abbreviated PKAN. It's congenital neurodegenerative disorder. There is disease, really. There is no known cure, and it's extremely serious, And so, again, there are ongoing efforts. GoFundMe out there, but again, like this event at Bullwinkle's, the treatments, there is hope for treatments. Hopefully, Lord willing, a cure at some point, but that, again, could be even further off. But because of the rare nature of this disease, there's not really a lot of attention paid to it, not a lot of funding for it. And so it's private funding to just try to get these, not even necessarily life-saving, but life-lengthening treatments, and praying the Lord would heal my nephews, praying for a cure. But, man, if you would just take this Leap Day, this Rare Disease Day, to lift up the Binder family, Grady and Jace, that would mean the world to them, to us. And, again, information is out there on social media and such if you're able to come to that next fundraising event. But, yeah, the rarest of days, and it is Rare Disease Day, and something that I never thought would affect my family and those I love. But, again, my nephews, we want to stand with them. Do everything that we can in prayer, but also practically as well to help the Binder family with this. Again, it seems like an astronomical amount of funds that need to be raised to try to fund these studies for treatments, but there is hope for that, and we're praying that the Lord would provide mightily, because he's going to need to, and he's big enough.
WWIB by request this morning, Colton Dixon on Whip.
I've been wandering through the desert, ain't seen a cloud in forever over me, but I believe your rain is coming. Yeah, I've been hanging on to high hopes, 'cause you're the one who's making dry bones come to life. You're the light I put my trust in. Every word you say is gonna come true. You will lead me to the promised land. Everything you say is gonna happen, even though I haven't seen it yet. I will build. I'll build a boat, so let it rain. In faith, I'll do anything it takes with your wind in my sails. Your love never fails or fades. I'll build a boat in the day.
From Crystal and Sheldon on the listener line this morning as well. As we mentioned, the request for Build a Boat from Colton Dixon. And Crystal sang, our sweet Siri ran into the arms of our Lord and Savior this morning, healed, whole. That was her song, her favorite song. And so again, please lift up Nick and Martha, their children, family, and friends before the Lord today.
Hi, this is Shelley. And I have cabin fever.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show on a 17-degree leap day this Thursday morning. And as we told you, looking forward to talking to Jordan St. Cyr. And we've got him on the listener on the line, actually, this morning on WWIB. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. Great to hear from you today.
Great to be here, man.
Mark and Caleb on the WIB Wake Up Show.
So, Jordan, before we chat a little bit more, what we usually like to do as we get started is do something called rapid fire, if you're up for that. And so what we do is we put 60 seconds, I mean, you have a song related to fire, right? So we put 60 seconds on the clock, and we ask as many get-to-know-you questions as we can in that time. Now, all of these questions can be answered simply in a few words or less. Are you up for rapid fire, Jordan St. Cyr?
Let's see what we can do.
All
Let's
right.
go for it.
Here we go.
All right, rapid fire with Jordan St. Cyr. Favorite outdoor activity?
Hiking.
What's your least favorite household chore?
Scrubbing the toilet.
20 below zero or 90 degrees and humid?
Oh, my goodness. 20 below zero.
Other than
Canada.
Your, there you go. Other than your home, what's your favorite state in the U.S.? And again, you're from Canada, so just pick a state.
Pick a state. Let's go with Oregon.
Have you ever cried during a movie?
I have, absolutely.
What is the best breakfast food?
A simple breakfast. Just give me eggs over easy, bacon, toast, hash browns.
There you go.
Satisfied.
Favorite sports team?
The Winnipeg Jets. From Canada, so got to go with hockey.
Yes. Dogs or cats?
Dogs, all the way.
Who is your favorite superhero?
Ooh, let's go with Wolverine.
And finally, because Halvo always wants to make sure we ask this question, does pineapple belong on pizza?
Absolutely not.
Oh, really, with the Canadian bacon and from Canada and all that, too? I was a little surprised. I thought you would go that way.
My wife loves pineapple on pizza,
right.
And I'm like, I put up with it, but it's never my first choice.
Well, so, opposites attract, I guess, too. So
yep. There you go.
There you go.
You had me when you said absolutely, but then the not.
Okay. I know.
Jordan St. Cyr here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Thank you so much for joining us. And, yeah, what's keeping you busy lately?
Oh, man, a lot of things. We're doing a lot of writing. You know what? I actually finished up a brand new record that's going to likely come out in April. And we're just gearing up towards tour season this spring, which I'm super excited about. And you know what? Me and the family, we actually just moved and we bought a house in Tennessee. So that's been our what's been keeping us busy these days.
Tell us about your family a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So married to my amazing wife, Heather, for 16 years, going on 17. We've got four great kids. Our two boys, Aiden and Liam, are 13 and 12. Our girls, Willa and Emery, are 9 and 5. And they really are everything. They you know, take the life out of you to give you a new one. So we absolutely love it.
What's been one of the biggest differences, again, Canadian native, what's been one of the biggest differences about touring and now setting up residency in the United States, you know, biggest difference from Canada to the U.S.?
Yeah, man, you know, there's a lot of differences. There's a lot of similarities. Man, the biggest difference... That's a tough one. I think things are, you know, as you base your life around people, you know, as believers, we base our life around people. We're here to serve and we're here to do that thing. You find there's a lot more similarities than there are differences. Let's see. We've got a lot of different food. We don't have great barbecue chicken food back in Canada.
Sure.
So those two things are a huge difference, and we just love food. I would say the diversity. Where we live, we have, you know, our good friends down the block are from Louisiana, so they always rip into us about our Canadian accent that pops out every now and then. And, you know, we've got neighbors across the street that are from Egypt. We've got Hispanic neighbors down the street that don't speak any English, and they're just amazing people. And so it's just a beautiful, you know, image of, I think, God's people here on the street we live on.
Hmm. Should we perceive the idea that now you've moved to Nashville as, wow, now you're really getting serious about the CCM gig or what?
You know, my last tour that I did while we lived in Canada was 3.5 weeks long. And my wife and I looked at each other and like, we can't do that again. You know, it's time to move. We finally had some music on the radio that was really impacting people. So, yeah, the move, you can definitely take this. This is a serious moment for me. Yeah.
And Jordan here again, speaking of songs on the radio, Rescue is one that's really been impacting a lot of people. Yeah, I mean, it starts out saying, oh, I've been desperate, cried those loud prayers like Job on his knees saying, Lord, I need more than a little help. How did that song come about? I mean, is that a personal experience where you were saying, man, I can see his faithfulness and how he rescued me? Is that a story from someone else? How'd that come to be?
Yeah, this is a story that that came about, let's see, 3.5 years ago. And it was a series of events over a 2-week period where it just felt like life wouldn't let up. You know, the circumstances that we were walking through just kept hitting us on all sides. So the short version is, you know, it all started off with our little girl who was born with some health challenges. She needed this invasive eye surgery. And my wife left that appointment about 5 minutes down the road. The car broke down. Mm. And then she got home to me watching the other three kids. It was my job, you know, as dad. And we were jumping on the trampoline, and our oldest girl broke her leg, you know. And that was just the first day of just, you know, like I said, things just going wrong. A few days later, I got a call from my first record label saying, hey, we're no longer going to be a record label, you know, and I got dropped, and we were on the cusp of releasing the song Fires to U.S. radio, which was a big deal for this Canadian from the middle of nowhere, you know. And then a few days after that, our little girl was back in the hospital with seizures. And then so it took a few days to sort that out, and we finally left, and we got 15 minutes down the road, and that same car broke down again. You know, and then my sister-in-law picked us up, brought us home, got us for dinner, and we all got food poisoning. Like this, it just didn't let up. And it was just like, God, what is going on? Like, what did we do something wrong? Mm. Like, is this, you know what I mean? Like, you just feel like in your spirit, in your soul, like you are being attacked. And you know what? We were, you know, and the interesting thing as we look back on that season and we laugh on it because it's insane, you know, but you know, if we all live long enough, we all have these 2-week periods in our lives, you know, where when it rains, it pours. Mm. But as believers, our circumstance is actually a proving ground for the faithfulness of God. And so for me and for my wife, Heather, and our kids, the rescue of God was not that he pulled us out of our circumstances, rather that he was present through all of them. Mm. And so, like I said, it's a proving ground in our hardest season. It just solidified the promise of Christ in our lives. And so that to me is the ultimate rescue. It's not about my physical person. It's about my soul and my spirit.
Well, Jordan, we want to get in that song that you sing here with Tiffany Hudson before the close of our Leap Day WIB Wake Up show. So thank you so much for joining us. Jordan St. Cyr, the artist with hits like Fires and Weary Traveler, but this latest one, Rescue. Thanks so much for joining us today on the WIB Wake Up show.
Thanks so much, guys. It's been my pleasure.